A world-famous archaeologist and Egyptologist was in Sitka this weekend for the 7th annual Paths Across the Pacific Conference. KCAW's Shady Grove Oliver spoke with Dr. Donald Ryan about his life and work.
Yes, this story does have a part about mummies and the discovery of a long-lost pharaoh's tomb, but we'll get to that later. So if you've ever wondered what it would be like to be Indiana Jones, well, that's great. But as Dr. Ryan told me, being a real-life Egyptologist is much more interesting than just a movie.
Probably the most famous archaeologist in the world is a cartoon. And that's kind of sad. But I'd like to say that, you know, what myself and other archaeologists do is far more exciting than that movie, because we're real and he's not.
When he decided to do his famous 1990 dig, he chose places that were somewhat smaller.
Lying here and there in the Valley of the Kings are these little pits and little shafts, and they're small tombs. And some of them are just a shaft with a single room at the bottom of it, completely undecorated. And they were kind of mystery tombs.
One of the most well-known tombs he rediscovered and excavated was KV-60, or King's Valley Tomb Number 60, and he found it in quite an unexpected way.
So we had a list of tombs we proposed to the Egyptian antiquities officials, and they approved these tombs. There were six. And one of them we put on our list, but we really didn't know where it was. But we knew it was out there, and it had been given the number years ago, Tomb 60. But we thought maybe in our spare time we'd go take a look in the area and see if we could find it. Well, as it turned out, to make a long story short, we ended up finding this long-lost Tomb 60 on our very first day of work in less than a half hour using a broom.
And with that broom, Ryan and his crew swept away the dust that had been hiding one of the most intriguing and sought-after tombs in the valley.
So we open this tomb, and it's crudely carved tomb. It's got stairs going down it in a corridor that's just littered with 3,000-year-old plus broken up, you know, pieces of coffin and such. And then we get into the burial chamber, and there's a spectacularly preserved female mummy on the floor, striking what we usually identify as a royal female pose of that era, with his bent left arm. And an Egyptologist decades before had suggested if Tomb 60 were ever to be rediscovered, perhaps the long-lost mummy of the famous female pharaoh Hatshepsut might be found in this tomb.
But it wasn't so easy. Ryan said the tomb had no decorations on the walls, and all of the burial goods had been destroyed. They had no way to prove the mummy that they had found was really the pharaoh, until an unlikely discovery.
When Dr. Zahi Hawass, who's the head of antiquities, and his Egyptian team brought the mummy to Cairo, and they examined it, and a few objects associated with Hatshepsut's burial that had survived, and in a very, very strange situation, they were able to identify it. They had this wooden box with Hatshepsut's name on it that had some of her internal organs in it. They call these things a canopic box, or sometimes they're in jars. And they CAT scanned this thing, and they found something very rare and unusual in it. They found a broken tooth. And they had a number of mummies, including the one from Tomb 60, that were possible candidates for the mummy of Hatshepsut. And they CAT scanned all of them. And in the mummy that we had rediscovered in Tomb 60, it was missing a tooth, a certain tooth. It had a broken off root. And the tooth found in the canopic box matched it like Cinderella's slipper.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.